Mishnah. This is Perek Zion, Mishnah Gimel Bab Matziah. We just said in the previous Mishnah that based on this hekesh between two psukim, one talking about a person being allowed to eat in the vineyard as he's picking the grapes, and also the cow being forbidden to being muzzled when it's threshing the grain, that there's a hekesh connecting the two, and it says that workers are allowed to participate in food if it's meet those conditions, I it's grew from the ground and it's permissible to eat as far as trumas and maishas go, and it's fully ripened, etc. So the Mishnah here in Gimel says Haya Osa, if the work he was doing, the Yadav was with his hands, Avalo Baraglav, but not his feet. It's like he's picking things with his hands as opposed to swishing with his feet. O Baraglav, Avalo Yadav, or similarly, if he's doing labor that requires his feet but not his hands, meaning let's say he's stamping on the grapes to press them, or he's standing on the grain to thresh it. So all those things are cool. It doesn't matter. The same way a cow works with hands and feet, whatever it is as it goes, that's not a problem. Or even if he's just, you know, shouldering a bird, meaning he's moving things around on his shoulder, not squishing with his hands or feet, it doesn't matter. Hareza ochel, there's no difference. You're allowed to eat as you work with the food. You say, yeah, what's the chiddush? The chiddush is that Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda, Omer, he says, Ach yaseh biyadav uraglav. He says, no, the only kind of labor that will allow you to eat the food as you're working with it are labor you do with your hands, your feet, similar to the way that a cow, because remember the hekesh, walks around as it does its threshing, using its hands, so to speak, and its feet, but not shouldering a burden. So shouldering a burden, you know, moving the grapes after you pick them, but you're moving the grapes from the vineyard to some other location, you may not help yourself on the way, says Rabbi Yosu Bar Yehuda. But indeed, that's not the din. The din's like the Tanakama, that even if all you're doing is schlepping things, let's say, from A to B, if it hasn't yet hit Kumar Malacha and the Chayav of Trumas Maaseh kicked in, you're allowed to eat the produce that you're working with.